From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A powerful 7.6 magnitude earthquake has rocked western Indonesia, leaving at least 75 people dead and thousands trapped in the rubble of ruined buildings. Chad Bouchard reports from Jakarta.
The quake struck off the western coast of Sumatra Island near the city of Padang in the early evening. A mall, two hospitals, and thousands of homes collapsed in the provincial capital. Officials say thousands of people may be buried in the debris. Fire broke out in parts of the city, and the quake triggered landslides that cut off road access. A tsunami warning was issued, and residents near the coast fled to higher ground in a panic. The warning was later lifted. Phone lines and electricity were still down in the city of 900,000 by nightfall. The number of casualties is likely to climb over the next few days. The fault line that caused the quake also triggered the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami that killed 230,000 people. For NPR News, I'm Chad Bouchard in Jakarta.
In Samoa, emergency relief supplies are starting to pour in following yesterday's string of earthquake-generated tsunamis that hit the Samoan islands. According to officials there, the death toll has now risen to nearly 100. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says U.S. military transports are en route to the islands and debris has been cleared from airport runways. The tsunamis were sparked by a magnitude 8.0 earthquake that hit yesterday some 120 miles from the islands of Samoa and American Samoa, which is home to some 65,000 people. The top American official at the United Nations mission in Afghanistan has been fired. Peter Galbraith was recalled after disagreements with a senior UN official over the recent presidential election in Afghanistan. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
UN officials say over the past few weeks, Peter Galbraith had been having increasingly heated debates with his boss, Kai Eide, a Norwegian and the top UN official in Afghanistan. The issue was how to respond to the widespread fraud that permeated the August presidential election. Galbraith wants a more public approach, a fuller recount of the ballots, which could lead to a runoff election between incumbent President Hamid Karzai and his main opponent, Abdullah Abdullah. Eide felt quiet negotiations could help secure an agreement between the political parties. The inability to bridge the division between the two men played out on Wednesday. A statement from the office of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he reaffirmed his full support of Eide and that Galbraith was being recalled. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
A private employment survey by the payroll processing firm ADP Employer Services shows the economy losing more jobs than expected in September. According to ADP, private employers cut 254,000 jobs this month, though that was slightly lower than the 277,000 jobs lost the previous month. Private sector numbers out today come ahead of the official government unemployment figures for September due out Friday. That report is considered to be more comprehensive since it covers both public and private sector payrolls. It's expected to show the economy continuing to lose jobs. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow was down 30 points. This is NPR. The Food and Drug Administration is saying it plans to revise the way it makes announcements on food and drug safety. The proposed change in policy comes some 3 years after federal advisors called for major changes at the agency. In a move toward meeting that goal, the FDA says it plans to begin studying how the public responds to its announcements concerning potentially dangerous food and drugs. In a 2006 report, the nonprofit Institute of Medicine was critical of the way the agency handles communications with the public. That includes the FDA's failure to alert the public earlier about dangers associated with the popular painkilling drug Vioxx, which was pulled from the market after being linked to heart attack and stroke. It's a day of intense lobbying in Copenhagen today as the four cities hoping to win the chance to host the Summer Olympics in 2016 appeal to members of the International Olympic Committee. First Lady Michelle Obama is there on behalf of Chicago's bid. More from NPR's Cheryl Corley.
The lobby of a Copenhagen hotel was crowded with reporters, IOC members, and athletes waiting for First Lady Michelle Obama. When she arrived, it was a quick walkthrough.
So happy to be here. I'm so excited. We've got a lot of work to do, so we're not taking anything for granted. So I'm going to go talk to some voters.
Mrs. Obama is at the front of Chicago's lobbying blitz for the Olympics, and she's holding one-on-one sessions with IOC members. Nicole Hooverts from the tiny island of Aruba is one of them. Hoovert says she'll also meet with leaders from Rio, Tokyo, and Madrid, the others vying to host the Games.
And to hear the passion that they bring to all of this, it's so important for them.
Hoovert says the hoopla that has come with this quest for the Games doesn't overshadow the merit of the Olympics. The IOC vote will take place Friday. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Copenhagen.
And I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.